I have to be somewhere at 10 a.m. and It's like a 5 to 10 minute drive. I am probably getting out of bed at 9:30, maybe 9:40. And this is how I've always been my whole life, is I wake up maybe 20 minutes before I had to be somewhere. And I've slept through like 20 alarms already at that point, but that'd be when I get up and like very quick, like run to the bathroom, brush my teeth, throw my hair up in a clip, or like, you know, just run a brush through my hair really quick and throw on some clothes, and I'd be out the door. Guys, listen to me, that is no way to live. That is the only thing I had ever done for 22 years. But recently, I have started, well, usually I make myself breakfast the night before. So, but the big deal for me is that I've started getting up like an hour before I have to be at work. Well, it's harder when I have work earlier, but, most days when I have work, I have to be there around 9:45. So instead of setting my alarms for, so instead of my usual thing of waking up around, I don't know, 9, and then laying in bed till like 9:15, and then quickly getting ready and leaving the house at, or I mean, even 9:20, 9:30. Girl, it's terrible. I'm so bad. But lately, what I've been doing is actually waking up around 8. And then I have like an hour to an hour and a half, depending on how well I actually wake up, to just enjoy my mornings. Maybe watch a show I've been really loving. The Vampire Diaries right now. I'm so into The Vampire Diaries, and actually randomly I've been watching Sister Wives because I kept getting stuff about it on TikTok. And what's crazy is there's 18 seasons, and so there's this one man, it's a reality show, there's this one man, he has 4 wives, and altogether I think they have 18 kids. The show's called Sister Wives, and there's 18 seasons as well of the show. They've been filming it for over a decade. It's bonkers. I mean, it's truly crazy. But I started on season 16, and because the drama I kept seeing on TikTok was like one wife has fully divorced the man, so we're 16 seasons deep. Like, if you had been watching the show the whole time, you've watched a bunch of the kids like grow up and move out of the house, and you watch a whole new wife come and get married, and it's just crazy. But one of the wives has fully left the dad, and then another one is in, like, they're separated, and she's kind of in the process of getting divorced, I think. But the thing is, they're not legally married. It's like they're only married through their church, so there really is not too much of a, well, if you're still in their faith and you want a divorce, there is a bigger divorce process. You're like supposed to talk about it with the higher ups of the church. So I don't know, maybe she's doing that, because I know this wife, the one that's just separated, she's like more religious than the other one who already left. So she might actually want to go through that process, so that might be interesting. Yeah, so it's just crazy what's going on, and just young woman perspective. It's really interesting, the dynamic of watching. So the wife who has already left and got divorced, her name is Christine, watching her kind of realize that she doesn't like the way she's being treated, and working to figure out, like, is it possible for this to improve at all, and seeing her realize, like, no, Ozark can improve. And she, the way she's taking control of her life is just so admirable. I mean, and the thing is, on the show, you can see the man, the husband, he is just like constantly gaslighting her and stuff, and it's bizarre because their whole lives are filmed, which is crazy. But he will, you'll see a conversation that Christine and the husband have, and then it will go to him telling the other wives about the conversation or something like that, or him in his confessional talking alone, and it's like he just was not listening to her at all, and he has this one perspective and it's all he can see. So that's crazy, but watching her just like handle it with such grace and just having motivation to go find a new and better life for her and for her children, I don't mean it, it's just, it's really interesting to watch, and it's really empowering, to be honest. And seeing the way her children like have rallied around her and are sticking behind her, because it makes it so much harder for the dad's narrative that this mom, Christine, is somehow like bad and she's doing this evil thing and she's ruined their family. It's so much harder for him to push that narrative when like all the children are choosing to go be with their mom. Like, these are adult children, I mean, who are like, you know, moved out of the house like in their 20s, are like choosing to spend holidays with their mom because they're like, we don't even really have a relationship with our dad at this point. Like, I don't know, it's crazy. So I bit into that and the Vampire Diaries, which is kind of a random combination, but yeah, I've been so into the Vampire Diaries right now. I had previously watched it, I think in early high school, and I decided to start watching it again this September. And when I first started watching it, I was under the impression that when I had watched it in the past, I had maybe gotten to season 3 or something, and there's 7 or 8 seasons, I'm not totally sure. Anyway, so I thought I had only watched like season 3. So I start watching the show, and I get past season 3, and I'm still remembering things. I get past season 4, I'm still remembering things. And I realized that I had actually made it all the way to like halfway through season 5 or something the first time I had watched it. So that was interesting, because I definitely didn't realize I made it that far in. But now I'm on season 7, and the show has kind of changed. If you're familiar with the Vampire Diaries, you know, it becomes like kind of a different, there's a shift in what's happening around season 7. And at first I was like, ugh, like, I don't care, I don't want to watch this. And so I didn't watch it for like a week or two. Excuse me. And then today I started watching it again, and girl, I should have never doubted them. I mean, there's always some crazy stuff going on this show. It is always like so unserious, just every moment, but it's good. It's like the best show ever, and I shouldn't have doubted it, because now I'm sucked right back in. I started watching again today, I'm sucked right back in, and I just love this show. So, you know, me personally, if I was choosing for myself, not for Elena, but for myself, I am so team Stefan Ural. I'm all about Stefan. Love Damon, love Klaus, but like, Stefan, he's such a sweetheart, but he's still like, very strong, you know what I mean, and like very capable of all the things that like everyone else can do, but he's like a good guy also, so he's just underrated, I think. And you know what, so okay, the Matt Donovan discussion, this is what I have to say. For a long time, when I had only seen those first 5 seasons of the show, or, you know, the beginning of the 5th at least, I was a Matt Donovan defender. I always heard the conversation around him, people being like, oh, I hate Matt, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, what? Like, Matt is such a sweetie. And the thing is that that's true. If you only watch the first, like, 5 seasons of the show, Matt is, like, a good, true, loyal friend who, like, looks out for everyone and is always willing to, like, put himself at risk to protect his friends. And he's just a kind person. And then around like season 6, they just turn him into a jerk where he's always saying things to his friends, like blaming them for things that aren't their fault and saying like, oh, we'd be better off if we just like got rid of all vampires, stuff like that. And then they turn him into a cop, which like, no offense, but it just seems like such a random, like everyone else is a vampire or a witch or like even a vampire hunter. Some of the good guys were vampire hunters. And then Matt, they just make him like a cop. Like, not even, I don't know, he doesn't even be, it's not like solving crimes. He literally's just driving around in a squad car. It's like, I mean, when everyone else on the show is a vampire or a witch, and then he's a cop and he's a jerk, it's like, there's nothing really all that redeeming about this character, you know? Nothing interesting compared to the rest of what's going on. So I think that's, now I understand, now that I've gotten farther than I did last time, I understand that we're not Donovan hate now. But I still think it's a little bit unfair because he was a nice guy for the first like 5 seasons, you know, but you always remember what you see last, so. Yeah, so I'm really into cooking now, so I'll wake up in the mornings with enough time to watch a show and eat my breakfast. And what I've been doing is I make breakfast the night before and then heat it up in the morning or just eat it depending on what it is. So my 2 favorite recipes right now have been chia pudding. I'm really liking chia pudding, which is where you combine yogurt. I use Greek yogurt. So yogurt and milk, and I like to blend up fruit and mix that all together, and you could add a little bit of like cinnamon or like maple syrup or something to add some flavor, sweeten it or whatever, and then a bunch of chia seeds, you just mix it all together, put it in the fridge overnight, and that's really yummy. I like that. And it's super easy. You could just put it in like a little, like a small mason jar, and those are really easy to grab in the morning before work. And then a little more hands-on breakfast I've been loving lately is that I'll start with sauteing. So what it is basically is it's like kind of a open breakfast sandwich. I guess I don't really know. You'll just hear me, but I'm gonna. So what up some garlic and spinach, you know, just an olive oil or whatever oil, avocado oil, sometimes. Sorry, the longer we go on, the sleepier I get. Which is good though. What was I even saying? Oh, yeah, so I like to saute up spinach and garlic. And then, what I've been doing lately, and this has been such a good addition, it really just makes it so good, is I have like a little bit of curry paste that I'll add in at this point and mix with the like sauteed spinach and into the olive oil still in the pan. And then I use egg whites, or you can use normal eggs too, just kind of depending what I have. I'll do egg whites and maybe like one full egg, and mix that all together, and then cook that into like an omelet basically. And then after that's done cooking, I cut it into four pieces, and then I have these little protein bread that I usually keep in the freezer, and put that in the toaster for a little while, and then put cream cheese on the toast, and then everything but the bagel seasoning. And then sometimes I'll add slices of tomato on top of that, and then you put the egg, the spinach and egg, on top of that, and it is so good. So I do that, and I just put it in the fridge overnight, and then in the morning I'll put it in the air fryer for like 3 minutes or something, just to heat it up. And it also toasts the bread on the bottom a little bit more. So it's just like the bread with cream cheese on it, everything but the bagel, and then the egg on top. And it's oh my gosh, no, I forgot a main ingredient. This is terrible. This is such an important ingredient. Really pulls all fit together. I'm so embarrassed I forgot. So this is what it actually is. Toast, cream cheese, everything but the bagel seasoning, and then sun-dried tomatoes. Exactly. I can't believe I forgot that. Sun-dried tomatoes, and then you put on the egg, because I know I said sometimes I do sliced tomatoes. So if I'm out of sun-dried tomatoes, but I have like Roma tomatoes, then I'll just slice some tomatoes and put those on there. But I really prefer sun-dried tomatoes. It's just amazing. Yeah, so that's my favorite breakfast right now. It's so good. I'll put it in the air fryer for a few minutes in the morning, and then usually cut it in half and eat it. But even if I don't have time in the morning, like even if I'm running late in the morning, I can still grab it. I always put it like in a little Tupperware, so if I need to, if I'm running late, I can just grab it in the morning, take it to work, and put it in the microwave there, and then still have my nice warm breakfast. It's super yum. And also sometimes I like to put zucchini is a good one to put in the eggs. Just like you could get a whole lot of vegetables in the morning just by putting them in your little egg omelet, and then using that to make whatever sort of breakfast sandwich, you know. So that's been super yum lately. I feel like it's a good way to get in, you know, some good stuff in my body to start off my day. I always like for my first meal to be like the kind of most most nourishing thing. I just think that's important. I mean, everyone kind of values the different meals differently, I suppose. But for me, I really find breakfast is like, you know, it gets me going in the morning. Like, it, and also, like, already having it ready sitting in the fridge makes it easier for me to get up in the morning so I'm tired. Because it's like, okay, well, I know I have this thing that's gonna be yummy, but also wake me up and, like, give my body the fuel for the morning. So, especially because I'm not really a coffee girl. I never have been. I don't drink coffee. I'm not against coffee. Like, I'll have a latte, but, like, just for fun. Like, I never drink it because it doesn't really do much for me. Like, caffeine like that doesn't really wake me up. So, I know for a lot of people in the morning, the thing that just, like, gets them excited for the day and is, like, oh, the yummy thing that also gives you energy is coffee, but for me it's breakfast, so yeah, I've been trying really hard to eat breakfast more. Oh, also, guys, I bought running shoes. This is so classic. I bought Hoka's, I bought running shoes. I really want to start running, just like jogging. But the thing is that I have never run ever in my life, ever. Like, I didn't do both my sisters. Okay, my older sister did cross country in high school, but I think my little sister did cross country in middle school. But the point is just, like, both of them at some point in their life have been runners, even if they don't still do it. I have never run ever. Like, I used to play tennis in middle school, and so sometimes we would run, like, during practice. I've never run, so I'm really nervous. I have no idea how to start. So if you have any running tips, please send them to me on Instagram. I seriously, like, I don't know how to start, and, like, I feel so nervous. Like, I don't want anyone to see me running because I don't know how to. And I'm gonna be so terrible at it, but I really like the idea of, like, building my endurance up and just, like, I don't know, kind of something to do for myself. And a lot of people, I see them, people who are runners seem to really enjoy it, and I don't know yet if I'm gonna be one of those people, but I would like to be, because they seem to really enjoy it, and it's like something that really clears your mind and gets your energy out. And right now, since I'm kind of in this transitional period in my life of, like, just having graduated college and, like, I'm finally starting to figure out how to be an adult and stuff and, like, do things for my own, I think this would be a good time to start up a habit like that, like, get into a hobby like that. So I'm excited about the idea, but I just don't know how to even do it, and I'm just nervous that I'm just gonna never do it. Ugh. I really need to make myself just try it. We'll see. And then another hobby, old hobby of mine, I finally got back into, other than cooking was one of them, I think, and doing the podcast, is reading. I'm finally reading again. I love it. I'm really into Mary Higgins Clark right now. She's like a famous, she's famous for her suspense novels, like mystery novels. They're so good. So, loving her. I'm really lucky that at my jobs, it's kind of the slow season right now. It's not like we never get anyone, but it's pretty slow because I work at two museums. So it's like touristy. And it's just kind of the slow season because it's not summer, but it's not the holidays. So I've been having a lot more time, just like kind of downtime at work if there's no visitors. So I'm beginning to read a lot more at work, and that's been lovely. And I'm really lucky for that. So, yeah, I really love that. I think I might read The Heroes of Olympus soon. I've never read those, but... So in third grade, when I was 8, I read all of the Harry Potter books and all of the Percy Jackson books. And then, like 2 years ago, when I was 20, I reread all the Harry Potter books. And so then that got me all, you know, on a fantasy kick. So I read all the Percy Jackson books too. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to read. And then more recently, like a few months ago, I guess like last in the spring, I reread all the Hunger Games books. So I'm just like itching for, I love like YA adventure, like dystopian, like fantasy. I love the fantasy stuff. I'm more into like Percy Jackson and Harry Potter. Harry Potter is my favorite, but those are more my vibes than Hunger Games, even though I love the Hunger Games. But one of my friends was telling me that she has all the Heroes of Olympus books and that she would let me borrow them. So I've never read those before, so I've been thinking about reading those. And if you have any book recommendations, I would love for you to send them to me on Instagram. I am so into books right now. Oh, also, if you have any TV show recommendations, especially like ones that kind of have an autumn vibe, you know, because I'm almost done with The Vampire Diaries and I don't know what I'm gonna watch after. I'm kind of thinking about Pretty Little Liars, maybe. That's the main thing I'm considering, but I don't know. Pretty Little Liars is just so crazy. Like, obviously The Vampire Diaries is crazy, but The Vampire Diaries, like, it's supposed to be magical, versus Pretty Little Liars is like 15-year-olds like running each other over with their cars and like having all these super deep dark secrets. I don't know, it's just a little more hard to, I don't know. And I did used to watch it growing up, and I do like the vibes of it, so I'll definitely watch it at least some. I just don't know if I'll really be able to get sucked into it, because it's just kind of bizarre, some of the things that happen on that show. Like, I remember one of the girls starts dating this other girl who, like, literally tried to kill her the first time they met. I don't know, it's bizarre. So I don't really know if Pretty Little Liars is the vibe I'm going for right now, but I'd love any recommendations. I've never watched Gilmore Girls. I've seen, like, one episode one time with a friend. So maybe I'll watch some of that, but I kind of feel like I missed out on Gilmore Girls because a lot of people I know watched it growing up, but I never did, so I don't know. I just don't know if it'll have the same magic for me, but I may as well try it. Anyways, I kind of think that's all that I have to say for now. I hope you've enjoyed the rain. It's still going. The thunder's been pretty loud, so I hope that's alright. I hope you can hear it even. I think you'll be able to. Alright, well, y'all sleep well. Sweet dreams. Good night.